Violence Shakes Pakistan, an outreach uses the Advent season to answer a humanitarian need in India. And a ministry celebrates the homegoing of a faithful leader. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Militant groups are tightening an alliance aimed at bringing down the Pakistani state. The instability they create puts the country closer to the edge of becoming a failed state, so says Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada. When law and order fail, believers bear the brunt.
And a complete failure would be a complete disaster for Christians, just as what we would see in Somalia today.
The Taliban continues to pressure Pakistan's leaders as they try to modify the nation's blasphemy laws.
They're already under tremendous pressure from Islamic leaders not to simply leave these laws alone.
Now, these laws are often used to persecute Christians, and the definition for blasphemy isn't clear. Penner says after constant attacks, it's easy for believers to get angry.
They need to understand that it's God who brings down governments. It's God who moves in the hearts of kings and of rulers to modify their policies. And so we need the Pakistani Christians to become people of prayer and not necessarily people of protest.
Next, as floodwaters recede, southern India faces the threat of a secondary crisis in the form of waterborne disease. Providing access to safe drinking water is among the higher priorities for aid groups. Living Water International's Paul Derelict says they're helping through the Advent conspiracy. In this program,
first we give relationally. We give our time to each other. We make stuff for each other. And then we take what we would have otherwise spent on sweaters and fruitcakes and gift cards and distribute that.
The money they distribute goes to restore and provide wells in countries like India. And not only will this water help prevent the spread of illnesses, but Stan Patrick with Living Water says it's also
the declaration of the love of God being available for everyone. And that this well that's being provided is available for everyone, regardless of what they believe, regardless of what caste they may be in.
There are details of the Advent conspiracy at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The number of people living in Indian slums is on the rise. Worldwide Christian Schools reports this is because many of the people move in from the country as their crops fail. However, when they arrive in the cities, they have no housing or jobs. And without jobs, parents can't afford to send their children to school. So Worldwide wants to help by raising $1 million to help 3 slum schools. This money will ensure that kids receive a Christ-centered education. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, in North America, the Crescent Project holds its Oasis Conference this upcoming weekend. President and founder Fuad Masri says,
it's exciting to see how the body of Christ rallies together to pray for the Muslim people, to reach out to the Muslim people, and to hear about what God is doing.
Held in Indiana, practical training and resources will be provided during the 3-day conference. Attendees will also visit a Muslim prayer service on Friday.
The community of Jesus is different. We are to take the message in love. So we go to the mosque to show love, to show respect, and we wanted Christians to hear from Muslims about their concept of worship.
Masri is asking prayer for protection over the conference goers and
pray for Muslims, not only overseas, but also in America, that somehow maybe they see a dream of Jesus, a vision, but then they will start asking the right questions. So they'll experience salvation through Christ.
Our website will give you details on the Oasis Conference. And AMG International grieves the loss of its president, Dr. Spyros Zodiatis. A funeral was held Saturday for the leader. Zodiatis was 87 years old. Born on Cyprus to Greek parents, he became president of AMG in 1966. His work includes an edition of the modern Greek New Testament and the Keyword Study Bible. Zodiatis is remembered most for his unexpected generosity and his great enthusiasm for sharing the gospel. Ask God to continue the legacy. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available 2 DVDs, Keys to the Middle East, and The Storybook of Sat7, 2 high-end productions that'll help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.